Thanks for calling the customer service. My name is Maya. May I assist you today?
Yes, hi. My name is Anne Marie View. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
What can I do for you today?
Well, the reason for my call today is that you guys put an amount on my card today that I was wondering if you would go ahead and refund. So I had on the 24th of this month, I had put a request in that I wanted to try your gummies. I saw online that I could try the gummies, and it would only just be for the cost of the shipping, which I did allow that charge to go through, and you guys did charge my card that. However, I haven't even received the product yet, and I wanted to try the product first, which I haven't even received to try it, and then yet today, 7 days later, you guys charged my card for $109.97, and I was just wondering if you would refund me back that amount, because one, I don't even know what I'm paying for, and two, I haven't even tried the product to know if I even like it or not, and I haven't even received it.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. Can you please start off with your zip code?
Yes, that is area code 98166.
98166, is that correct?
98166, yes.
Can I please have the name?
Yes, it's under Anne Marie Bugh. That's B-U-G-H.
Yes, ma'am. I do see your account. Can you please verify your address?
Yes, our address is 410 Southwest 200th Street, Normandy Park, Washington, 98166.
Yes, ma'am. I do see where you did get the keto gummies.
Yes. And I wanted to try them, and so I did like the shipping thing, but I haven't received the product yet, but at the same time, I wanted to try it before I even know if I liked the product. And then 7 days later, then I just got charged with this charge. So,
yes, ma'am. It did say it was delivered on the 27th at 2:45 p.m.
I never received it. I'm not sure. I don't know if maybe one of our neighbors received it, but I have not received it.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am. Hold on, wait 1 second.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be difficult. Well, I'm just more concerned about the charge. I'd like to just get a refund for the 109.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. Do you also want your account canceled as well?
Yes, I would, because I, quite honestly, I didn't realize that I was actually set up into a membership, because I kind of thought I'd be able to try the product first to even see if I actually liked it before I even got locked into purchasing something that I'm not even sure if I'd want or not. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
So yes, I didn't realize I was into a membership. So yes, I would like to definitely cancel that. And then I would also like to request a refund though for the 109.
Yes, ma'am. I can't give you a 35% refund.
I'm sorry, what was that?
35% refund. But I mean, it was the same day, so I can't refund you full. So.
Even though I've never even received the product and I haven't even tried it and I don't even know if I like it, and 7 days later, you guys charged my card?
Yes, ma'am. I did refund you the 109. So they should be back in your – oh, I came on top. Back to your card. 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. So I'm sorry. What was that again? So you did go ahead and issue me the full refund for the 109?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Wonderful. And then when should I see that refund?
3 to 5 business days. It really depends on your bank.
Okay, and then it'll go directly back onto my card?
But yes, ma'am. Hold on 1 second while I get your account canceled. I'm still canceling your account.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on 1 second.
All right, thank you.
Ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay, no worries. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll just make sure, you know.
No, that's fine. And actually, when you cancel that membership, could you possibly do me a favor, please, if you could? Could you email me to let me know about that and then the refund, too?
Yes, ma'am. It should go to your email. Isn't your email amybugh14@gmail.com?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, ma'am. It should go to your email.
Okay, and that'll be for the cancellation and then also for the refund?
Yes, ma'am. It should.
Okay, wonderful. You're very polite. You're so cute. You're just like, yes, ma'am. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're so, like, sweet.
I mean, this is what you had to be these days, ma'am.
I know. Well, I really do appreciate you giving me the refund because I was just kind of shocked, though, that it was just like, oh, my gosh, like, how can they, like, charge somebody something that's, you know, I'm a firm believer.
But I advise you not to try these bottles out.
Yes, I think I've learned my lesson. And I haven't even received it, and that's weird. And most of my neighbors I know. So if they got it by mistake.
They wouldn't have told you about it.
Well, I would think so. I mean, some people have been on vacation, but I would think that they would know, or even if they didn't know me, I mean, we're all like, sometimes we all do get each other's mail, but like, I'll just take it and I'll run it over and I'll prop it up against their door or something.
Yes, ma'am. But you know, I did get your account all canceled out and you will receive your refund 3 to 5 business days. So you will not have to worry about any other charges coming on your account.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I appreciate that, and I'm going to let this be a learning lesson. No more trying out free bottles.
Yes, ma'am.
Not free bottles. Well, I guess free bottles, but just paying the shipping. So, all right. Well, thank you again for your help. I really do appreciate it. And you have and that email should be coming out shortly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much. And what was your name again?
My name is Maya.
Maya. Thank you, Maya. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.